right into the last song on the album. This is another song that Eric and I wrote in the back of the bus. This is probably my favorite song on the whole album, because it was another one of those things where Eric said, "You might not like this one. This is a little sad." And I said, "What are you talking about? I love sad." And he played me those chords, what you're hearing right now, because I had this loop. Then we just bam. Anyone could set alarms. I come creeping like a fable. I love the lyrics in this one.
Then you ask me if I'm able.
It's like it starts with feeling like you were born with,
help if you are gone.
With like some physical deformity, and that's how you feel inside.
But I've nowhere left to turn. My God is staring through the starlight at the wound hid behind my cheek, and with the look of my birthday peak, and I'll stay
and live here in the dark. Now the way we did this is in the back of the bus. Such a spiritual piece. Oh my God. He just gave me the microphone after we put it to a beat. He said, just go with it. And this is what came out. Honestly, it sounded like this, the melody, everything. And then we went back and threw all the mumble jumble words and wrote down what it is. And it was almost like God speaking to me himself, saying, you need to write these words, because this is how you feel about where you are in life now. It's a warm, sedated kind of love. It's a lonely miracle. We didn't write that, it just popped out. It's crazy.
Stand until I don't believe my eyes. I found the light above.
So people, after listening to Home, and I Hope You're Happy, they're always like, so what, are you just happy now? What, are you just joyous and free all the time? And I'm like, you know, some of the time, but this is the real me, you know, deep down in my heart. I've just already talked about that enough. This is me being honest about where I'm at. It's like a therapy, you know? It's a healthy way of talking about the darkness. Not like my old albums, which was more of a self-pity. I need attention. This is me digging in the dirt, as Peter Gabriel would say, to find the places I got hurt. Call me Peter. I love this song, those drums.
Way beneath the earth that goes around.
That melody, that harmony. Down to the damn tambourine. Listen. I mean, it's so good. Listen to that guitar. If somebody would to ask me, what's it feel like to find God, you know, to find that kind of hope or that kind of power in your life, what's that like? I'll tell them to listen to this. You know, people always say, you know, when you find God, you should get baptized, and it'll clean you of your sins. You know, I think making music, you know, kind of cleans you of your sins and lets you talk about things that you didn't want to talk about in normal life, that maybe you don't. They don't know, people don't know about you. Your kids don't know, your wife doesn't know, but I like the ending because it says it all. It's like emotional baptism. It's like, listen to this. Our smile will not forget us, no. He marks it slowly. Pull me in your arms. Below, get out. But the water's always ready. Means you're always able to get yourself cleaner than you are. You're always able to find peace, no matter how dark it is. This album means a lot to me because I was able to express depression in a way that I'd never expressed before. Like I said before, it's not about the attention I was looking for or how hard it is or how dark it is. It's a part of my life. It's always been a part of my life, and I welcome it like a member of the family now. This is just my album of how colorful that damn disease, that damn darkness can be. I embrace it, and I live with it, and like a lot of you live with it, and hopefully this album can set some of your hearts at peace and your mind at ease, knowing that other people go through it. And just know that no matter how hard it gets, you're worth it. You deserve the best people in your life. And never let anyone talk down to you or put you down. That's the best part about this whole album, is through all of these songs and every message on this album, the journey and search for peace is always there in each one of them. And I think by the end, when it says the water is always ready, that just means when you're ready to find peace, you can. It's there. Thank you very much for listening to me talk. We did this album at Updown Records, Updown Studios in San Marcos, Texas. It was mixed by Mark Needham, except for the song Completely, mixed by Eric Holtz. The musicians were Jeremy Furstenfeld on drums, Matt Noveski on bass, Ryan on mandolin or piano-tar or guitar or whatever, backing vocals, myself on vocals and programming and other things like that, Eric Holtz on guitar and songwriter and piano, and Steve Schultz, Will Knack on guitar, and I'm just super grateful that all of you are in my life and I get to do this for a living. If you have the chance, go get the actual physical copy of the vinyl or the CD, because it has each song has a beautiful piece of art done by Philip Nichols. He's an amazing artist. If you like the cover of the album, you should see each one of these songs in their stories. So go get the physical copy. We love you. Blue October loves you. We will never, ever give you anything less than our best. And I would have to say that this is my best. I love you. Have a great day. Good night. Sleep tight. Mwah.